So what I have right now is my YouTube channel, Mad La Lyriciste. If anyone wants to go watch my music video, this is the place. I also have my Linktree on it that give the opportunity to people to go watch my or listen to my latest song, my first EP, to see the interview I made and everything. And I just reopened my Facebook page, Mad La Lyriciste, also. So yes, this is the two places where it's possible to reach me to see what I'm doing for now.
Where could they buy your music or concert tickets?
Concert tickets, for now, I have no concert plan. For the music, my music is available on all streaming platforms, so Spotify, Apple Music, name it.
Okay. Well, thank you for your interview today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me today.
You've been listening to Mad La Lyriciste, spelled M dot A dot D dot La Lyriciste, speaking about her latest EP called Le Fond de ma Pensée. You can find her on YouTube. Please have a lot of fun. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
This is Chard Chenier, and you're listening to the New Spins Library on CKUT.
Democracy Now.
The time for negotiation to end the war in Ukraine is now. This is becoming quite apparent to European leaders like President Emmanuel Macron of France and Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany. It seems it's also becoming part of the administration's internal debates.
As Ukrainian drones attack deep inside Russia, while Moscow continues its assault on Ukraine's civilian infrastructure, we'll look at growing calls for negotiations to end the war. We'll speak to Professor Jeffrey Sachs. Then it's election day in Georgia. We'll talk to Cliff Albright of Black Voters Matter about how Georgia's new voting restrictions have impacted the runoff between Senator Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker.
SB 202, the Georgia voter suppression bill, has already had an impact both in the general election and especially in this runoff election, first and foremost, because they reduced the runoff period down from 8 weeks down to 4 weeks, and they made it impossible to register any new voters for the runoff period.
Plus, a story about press freedom, hacking, surveillance, and a secretive Israeli spyware company. A group of journalists from the Central American news outlet El Faro have sued the NSO group after the company's Pegasus spyware was used to hack their phones. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Ukrainian drones have struck two Russian air bases hundreds of miles from the front lines. On Monday, Kremlin officials acknowledged the attacks damaged two Russian warplanes and reported three people were killed and five others wounded in an explosion at a military base about 150 miles from Moscow. Russia responded with a fresh barrage of missile strikes across Ukraine that knocked out power supplies and killed at least four civilians. The attacks triggered air raid sirens across Ukrainian cities and towns. Among those seeking cover in a Kyiv bomb shelter Monday was the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk.
There was a wave of missile attacks against Ukraine, including some of them ending up in the proximity of Kyiv. You can imagine what this means for the population. It has become almost a new normal, but it has a huge impact on civilians, and it has to stop.
On Monday, Russian state media broadcast images of President Vladimir Putin touring the Kerch Bridge, a key link between Russia and the Russian annexed Ukrainian territory of Crimea, which was heavily damaged by an explosion in October. In other news from Russia, President Putin on Monday signed legislation making it illegal to promote or praise LGBTQ relationships or to express non-heterosexual orientations, including in literature, film, television, and websites. Here in the United States, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments Monday in a case brought by a website designer from Colorado who's seeking to deny services to LGBTQ plus people. During 2.5 hours of debate, the court's conservative majority appeared to side with the plaintiff, who said her religious beliefs ought to outweigh Colorado's public accommodations law, which bans businesses from discriminating against people based on their gender and sexual orientation. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser, who led the defense, spoke to reporters outside the Supreme Court.
We are very concerned that if our side loses in this case, the court would open up an exemption that would make possible all sorts of professions, photographers, people make cakes, others who write books, to say, I'm not going to sell to someone based on who they are. The court has never recognized an exception, and to do so would threaten the core of our civil rights laws.
In immigration news, the Biden administration's expanded temporary deportation relief to tens of thousands of Haitians after mounting pressure from immigrant rights groups. Haitian migrants who arrived in the United States as of November 6 will now qualify for temporary protected status, TPS, and the program's expiration date has been extended from next February to August 2024. Biden officials warned asylum seekers who arrive after the November cutoff date will likely be deported. This comes as Haiti faces a political, economic, and humanitarian crisis with skyrocketing violence taking over the streets. In related news, U.S. senators have reportedly drafted a last-minute bipartisan immigration bill that could grant a path to citizenship to at least 2 million undocumented people brought to the United States as children, known as Dreamers. The Washington Post reports Republican Senator Tom Tillis and Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema have reached a deal on the bill, which would also increase funding to further militarize the U.S.-Mexico border and try to speed up portions of the asylum application process. The Centers for Disease Control is encouraging all U.S. residents to resume wearing high-quality, well-fitting masks in public as 44 states report very high rates of influenza. This week, hospitalizations from the flu hit a 10-year high for this point in the flu season. Rates of RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, are also high in many regions, and as U.S. hospitalizations from COVID-19 are once again climbing. In Illinois, 12 counties are recommending masks in public after reporting high levels of community spread, while in California, Los Angeles County officials are poised to restore a mask mandate after COVID cases reach their highest levels since August. In northern Ethiopia, the commander of the Tigrayan forces says two-thirds of troops have relocated away from the front lines a month after a ceasefire agreement ended fighting in the war-torn region. This comes as Ethiopia's military has been accused of massacring Tigrayan prisoners of war captured during the conflict. The Washington Post reports at least 83 Tigrayan soldiers in a makeshift Ethiopian prison camp were slaughtered by guards in November 2021, with their bodies dumped in a mass grave by the prison gate. Other witnesses reported Ethiopian guards have killed imprisoned soldiers in at least 7 other locations. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, government officials said Monday at least 272 civilians were killed in a massacre blamed on the M23 rebel group in the eastern town of Kishishe last week. DRC security forces initially estimated some 50 people were killed. M23's denied responsibility. Dozens of young activists gathered in the city of Goma on Monday, demanding justice for the victims and denouncing the international community for ignoring the intensifying violence faced by people in the DRC.
We find it inadmissible that the international community is passive in the face of the ignoble acts that are perpetrated in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We say no because it has been more than a decade. Our populations are massacred in the Rutshuru territory, and Bunagana people are still living in disaster. We say no.
Al Jazeera has filed a formal request at the International Criminal Court asking it to investigate and prosecute those responsible for the killing of Palestinian-American journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. On May 11th, Israeli forces shot Shireen in the head as she was reporting just outside the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Shireen and other reporters were wearing blue helmets and blue flak jackets, clearly emblazoned with the word press. Shireen's niece, Lena Abu Akleh, spoke to reporters from The Hague in the Netherlands earlier today.
It's important that there continues to be support for Shireen. We continue to talk about her and to continue to pressure governments, members of parliament, policymakers to take action and pressure those in power to seek justice and accountability.
To see our interview with Lena Abu Akleh and Sharif Abdelkaddous, the producer of the correspondent on the documentary The Killing of Shireen Abu Akleh for Al Jazeera last Friday, go to democracynow.org. In Mongolia, thousands of people took to the streets of the capital, Ulaanbaatar, on Monday, braving the freezing cold to protest allegations of corruption within the state-owned coal mining company. Reports recently surfaced accusing a group of Mongolian lawmakers with ties to the coal industry of stealing billions of dollars. Meanwhile, people are suffering through a worsening economic crisis as inflation and living costs have soared since Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the closure of borders that have impacted Mongolia's trade with China. On Monday, protesters tried to storm a government building, calling for Mongolia's parliament to be dismissed and for our corrupt politicians to be brought to justice.
And that's the reason why a lot of government members are richer and living luxurious life than, like, the citizens. And how they could just be, like, so calm when the citizens are, like, buying bread, like, by slice, not by the loaf. So that's the reason why I'm protesting today, for the good of the people.
Back in the United States, Georgia voters are casting their final ballots today in a runoff election that pits Democratic incumbent Senator Reverend Raphael Warnock against Republican Herschel Walker. Two of Walker's former romantic partners have accused him of pressuring them to have abortions, even though he's an avowed abortion opponent who said during the campaign he would ban abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. And last week, a third former partner accused Herschel Walker of violently attacking her. Senator Warnock spoke from the campaign trail in Atlanta Monday.
Maya Angelou says, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. We don't believe anything Herschel Walker says, but he's shown us who he is. He's certainly not a United States senator.
Later in the broadcast, we'll go to Atlanta to speak with Cliff Albright, head of Black Voters Matter, on this election day in Georgia. Here in New York, a judge has dismissed the murder charge against domestic violence survivor Tracy McCarter, a nurse and grandmother who was arrested in 2020 after her husband died of a stab wound when she defended herself during an altercation. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg declined to move forward on the case after he'd said while running for office that, quote, prosecuting a domestic violence survivor who acted in self-defense is unjust. The judge left the case unsealed for 60 days to give Bragg the opportunity to seek further charges. Bragg's office says it's reviewing the decision. McCarter said in a statement Friday, quote, I'm innocent and I'm devastated that on March 2, 2020, a man whom I loved lost his life. We were both the victims of the cruel disease of alcoholism. Dismissing the unjust charge against me cannot give me back what I've lost. But I'm relieved that this nightmare is over and I'm determined to once again thrive, she said. To see our coverage of the case, go to democracynow.org. And in labor news, at least 17 University of California academic workers were arrested Monday after staging a peaceful sit-in in the lobby of the UC president's office in Sacramento. Hundreds of other academic workers led a march at a separate University of California building in California's capital as their strike entered its fourth week. Some 48,000 academic workers across all 10 UC campuses have walked off the job demanding living wages and better working conditions. To see our coverage of the largest strike of academic workers in U.S. history, go to our website, democracynow.org. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman in New York, joined by Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Amy, and welcome to all of our listeners across the country and around the world.
Well, Russia has accused Ukraine of using drones to attack two air bases hundreds of miles inside Russia and an oil depot near the Ukrainian border. One of the air bases reportedly houses Russian nuclear-capable strategic bombers. While Ukraine has not publicly taken responsibility, a senior Ukrainian official told the New York Times the drones were launched from inside Ukrainian territory with help from Ukrainian special forces on the ground near at least one of the Russian bases. Russia responded to the drone strikes by firing a barrage of missiles across Ukraine. This comes as millions of Ukrainians are bracing for a winter without heat or electricity due to Russian strikes on Ukraine's civilian infrastructure. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, recently accused the U.S. and its NATO allies of becoming directly involved in the war by arming and training Ukrainian soldiers. We turn now to look at calls for negotiations to end the devastating war. Last week, during a state visit to the United States, French President Emmanuel Macron repeatedly said negotiations are the only way to end the fighting.
The only way to find a solution would be through negotiations. I don't see a military option on the ground.
That was French President Macron on 60 Minutes. He also told ABC negotiations with Russian President Vladimir Putin are still possible.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will be cloudy with showers and a high of 9 degrees Celsius. Thursday will bring a mix of sun and clouds and a high of minus 1 degrees Celsius. Friday morning will be mainly sunny with a high of minus 1 degrees Celsius. Saturday will be cloudy with sunny breaks and a high of 0 degrees Celsius. Sunday will bring a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 0 degrees Celsius. Monday will be mainly sunny with a high of 1 degree Celsius. And finally, Tuesday will bring a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 1 degree Celsius. That's this week's weather on the New Spins Library.
Pick up the tree, decorate the tree, make a gift list, invite the in-laws, drop off the canned goods, find that fruitcake recipe for the office party, plan the dinner for Christmas Eve, decorate the house, hang the stockings, wrap the presents, ask Lucas to clean up his room, do the groceries, bake cookies. Right, go get vaccinated.
The holidays are fast approaching. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 now so you'll be protected in time. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
In the aftermath of her American and European tours, Myriam Gendron is coming home to Montreal with a single show at Cabaret La Tulipe on Thursday, December 8th. Come discover why tasteful musicians like Kurt Vile, Will Oldham, Bill Callahan admire Gendron's songs and stage presence. Myriam will share the evening with the dazzling fingerpicking of the great Glenn Jones. Tickets are on sale online. Don't miss this one. A heavy trip and CKUT co-presentation.
C'était une jeune fille.
Take myself and fight the siren song. I had to brace myself and fight the siren song.
Thank you. donner jusqu'à couler. Tout donner jusqu'à s'en oublier. Tout donner jusqu'à couler. Tout donner jusqu'à s'en oublier. Tout donner jusqu'à couler. Tout donner jusqu'à s'en oublier. Tout donner jusqu'à crever.
What's your love language? I mean, besides words of affirmations. My mama told me don't be impatient. Make sure she has the qualifications. I need a vacation. Take a flight fully vaccinated. Hot boy like I'm sunbathing. More drip than precipitation. No scuffs on my Nike trainers. No hate though, I got a lot of haters. I don't print, but I'm about my paper. Making my money grow like a risk taker. My pay stub got me into the clubs. Drip recognized drip, now it's a flood. All the pretty girls wanna have fun. I'm that funny guy getting mad love. I can't lie, just love getting hugs. She hold me tight cause your boy smell good. If her name was Holly, I bet you to Hollywood. If I miss a shot, I must have been misunderstood. What's the likelihood of you and I getting down tonight? If the mood is right, I could tell she might. I was blessed with height. Shorty and I see an eye to eye. No, like you messing with the shy guy. Baby, let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk.
What you say?
Let's talk. I know you about actions. Yep. You look good. I see you came with your faction. Look at me now. I am the captain. Look at me now. I am the captain. Let's talk. I know you about actions. You look good. I see you came with your faction. Look at me now. I am the captain. Look at me now. I am the captain. Baby, she hold it down like the anchor on an SS ship. She only doing this for me because I'm explicit. I'm not like the other guys or your ex and shit. You are not close, just like when you spell Nesquik. You are not close, just like university. As a man, real talk, I need her to see that the forks in the road really can't stop me. I'm a Chevy trailblazer, I don't dodge journeys. Focus on yourself and let God figure the rest. I'm always cooking something up, see the flick of the wrist. Every time I make a choice, it's the pick of the litter. So sure of myself, though she shiver me timber. Let's talk, I know you about actions. You look good, I see you came with your faction. Look at me now, I am the captain. Look at me now, I am the captain. Let's talk, I know you about actions. You look good, I see you came with your faction. Look at me now, I am the captain. Look at me now, I am the captain. Baby, let's talk.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
What you doing?
Let's talk.
Okay, I see you.
Let's talk. Jeez. Nah, real talk, I had a good time tonight. Just wanna appreciate you, yo. Just text me when you get home, okay?
That does it. I love you.
Wanna sample it just a little bit, but you're fighting it just a little bit. You a tease, I'ma please come and sit. Then you walk away, you know you fit. Now I'm over here, you vibing with me. I say it all, lips trying to see what I'm working with. Now you ain't afraid, you like swerving it, but you got it made. Take my hand, you ain't blush proof. I understand, attraction through the roof. Body language loud, hear my reply. Checking me, oh proud, I won't deny. I wanna see where this could lead. You teasing slow, now there's a need. Another level, no argument. About to be a body twisted tournament. Your nerve now few, eyes ain't beyond us now. eyes to my fellas like how we ain't all getting some play. You decide then confide, wanna be my bae. Now we heading to the back line. Why she playing with the track fine? As hell got me tripping on them words. Ooh, that smell, finger slipping all on thirds. I know what happens next. You already won the text. Feeling satisfied, upgrade. Never felt it, that midnight shade.
Craving all the time. Don't you think that now it's time?
From Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock to the 14-year-old rocking out in their room, the electric guitar has been one of the most recognisable sounds of the last century. But have you ever wondered how the hell they actually work? This week on In the Shower, we're snapping the strings.
In the shower with Taz and Marcus, 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 in the shower with Taz and Marcus.
Hello, lovely people, and welcome to In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, a bite-sized, informative podcast that aims to answer the mysteries of the world in the time it takes you to shower.
Have you ever wondered the answer to questions like, do plants have feelings?
What makes food spicy?
Do periods actually synchronize?
Why is plastic so bad?
Or about 70 more.
If you have, then good news, you've come to the right place. We've answered all of those questions. You can find them on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And we're about to answer one more.
This week's question comes from the one and only Tom Wilkinson, who's asked us how the hell an electric guitar works. So step into the shower as we answer his question on another episode of In the Shower with Taz and Marcus.
In the shower with Taz and Marcus, 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 in the shower with Taz and Marcus.
Here we are, 2019, the first episode of the new year.
Happy just when I get used to saying like 2018, it's 2019. Like just when I got used to saying 2017, it was 2018. And all of a sudden we're in 2019. And do you know what next year is, Marcus? It's bloody 2020.
Yeah, exactly. 2020. Fucking the time hell. Doesn't stop.
This is our third year podcasting.
Is it?
Yeah. We started in 2017.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Time flies when you're answering questions in the shower. Anyway. This week's question comes from Tom Wilkinson in Manchester, and it was awesome to answer, mainly because it was one of those questions that I thought I knew the answer to, but I actually didn't really. He asked very simply how an electric guitar works.
Do you know what? Is an electric guitar not just powered by the raw energy of rock flowing through your body?
Do you know what? It may seem like that sometimes, but there's actually far more to it than that. Have you ever played guitar, Taz?
I haven't really, actually. My brother, both of my brothers do, but I have never. Have you?
Yeah, I've played guitar most of my life. I started playing guitar when I was about 10. I've played guitar two-thirds of my life, which is crazy. And I've always been obsessed with electric guitars. I used to, on the way home from school, every single day, stop into a little guitar shop that's still there and guitar for about an hour. They must have hated me in that shop. Like, I'd say they could set their watch every single day by me. It had a lock on the door. You had to knock.
Feed me right now 50 quid to explain how an electric guitar works. I genuinely wouldn't have a clue. Going out on a whim, I'm guessing it's something to do with maybe vibrations or something, but let's start at the beginning. Do you have any idea kind of who made the first electric guitar? When was it made? What do we know?
So I always thought that it was Leo Fender. So,
Fender guitars.
Yeah. I thought that he created the first electric guitar, and I was actually totally wrong. And it predates him by quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to give kind of a a historical synopsis of this, and then we'll kick into how it actually works. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
So in the 1920s, acoustic guitars were common across a lot of genres, from jazz to swing bands to everything like that. But generally, they were an accompanying instrument due to their lack of volume. And like there was modified guitars that had more volumes, like kind of banjo guitars and dobros, which are guitars with a metallic body.
And by more volume, you mean actual like sound
actual sound louder. Volume, yeah. But what drove the creation of the electric guitar was the desire for more volume on the part of guitarists, who in true rock star form were sick of playing a supporting role and really wanted to be in the spotlight.
So this is kind of maybe in comparison to drums, which could get a louder volume naturally.
Exactly. Drums, you could amplify. And
even
the thing
singing,
is,
I suppose, could be amplified easier than...
Well, the guitars could have been amplified by holding a microphone right up to the guitar, but it was never an electric guitar.
Yeah, okay.
So all those early recordings you hear of, like, you know, swing jazz in the 1920s and stuff like that was always a guitar being... an acoustic guitar being amplified through a microphone as opposed to being electrified as an instrument itself.
Okay, and then like right? guitarists kind of thought there has to be a better way to do this.
Yeah, because what that amplification did through a microphone meant that it didn't pick up the finer details.
Mm.
It just picked up the whole resonance as a sound.
Right, right.
So various types of modifications were made to hollow body guitars. Just to give it for non-guitarists, a hollow body guitar is any guitar that you can think of like an acoustic. It has a hole in it, or it has F holes on the side of it like a cello, and it produces resonance by vibrating the actual body of the guitar, and the hollow produces the amplification.
That's essentially why there's a hole in acoustic guitars.
Exactly. So the sound leaves that hole. The whole body of the guitar vibrates and the hollow actually amplifies that sound, right?
Mm.
So various modifications were made to that kind of guitar, such as attaching horns, like, you know, like kind of like a trumpet horn or an amplification horn.
Out of one of the holes.
Or like having it attached separately, yeah.
Okay.
Then like metallic resonators, and then very basic magnetic pickups or transducers, which turned the guitar into a lead standalone instrument, which led to the development of a ton of revolutionary new musical styles.
So new musical styles. What kind of genre could our lovely listeners listen to if they want to hear these early instruments?
So a lot of people think that like early electric guitar music was like, you know, rock and blues.
Yeah, but like absolutely.
Before that, in the 1930s, the first big genre that it kind of came to was Hawaiian music.
No way!
Yeah, which is actually really lovely to listen to. And if you look up on YouTube, search for like early 1930s Hawaiian music, you'll get a really good idea of what that sound. And the first electric guitar which was commercially produced in the 1930s was brought to the market by Rickenbacker, who are still making guitars and basses, really, really lovely guitars and basses. It was nicknamed the Frying Pan. And this guitar it was called the Frying Pan because of its shape. It was a basic guitar neck and a small circular body with one magnetized pickup on it. And it was played flat across the lap. So you'd hold a slide in your left hand if you were right-handed.
I think I've actually seen it before. It's ringing a bell.
You kind of slide up and down, and it creates like that distinctive, like relaxed Hawaiian slidey sound.
Ah, okay.
Oh yeah. So like that really, really distinctive, dreamy sound was the first electric guitar which was kind of brought into mainstream music, and it was produced and sold and recorded with.
Okay, cool. So, moving on from the frying pan, what's kind of the next step in a guitar's journey? The guitar's journey.
Inspired by the sound and the mechanics of the frying pan, a man named Orville Gibson, whose name is still plastered on the headstocks of some of the finest guitars available today, just Gibson guitars. I mean, that's a household name.
Right, yeah.
Even if you're not a guitarist. So he created what's seen as the first hollow body electronic guitar, which defined the sound of jazz and swing in the 1940s. It was called the Gibson ES-150. And he basically attached a magnetic pickup to a hollow body guitar. Now, this wasn't without its issues. The fact that the guitar was hollow led to issues with resonance and feedback, which meant that when it was plugged in, the gain had to be turned down quite substantially for the sound to be clear. But that... from
resonance, of course, is an echo within the body of
course,
the guitar.
But that, you know, from any kind of difficulty comes invention. And that led guitarist and luthier. A luthier is somebody who makes guitars.
A luthier?
A luthier,
amazing.
Yeah. Led guitarist and luthier Les Paul to create the first ever solid body electric guitar in 1940. And the first guitar that he created, and this is actually so interesting, I didn't know this, isn't the iconic Les Paul, which, you know, like when you think, generally when people think of an electric guitar, they either think of a Fender Strat or a Gibson Les Paul. Like that's the two default,
yeah,
like almost kind of meme guitars. What he first did was he took a standard hollow body guitar and he actually cut the whole thing into three sections. So he cut the center part out of the guitar and it was left with the two kind of wings.
Okay.
And he made a guitar which was nicknamed the Log by putting a magnetic pickup into a solid piece of wood and then gluing the two sides of a hollow body guitar onto it. So they actually didn't have a function other than appearance.
Ah.
The guitar's pickup was put in a solid piece of wood and that was the first ever solid body electric guitar. This killed the resonance, it killed the feedback and the
kind
and
it kind of looked like a guitar,
and
essentially.
It looked like,
yeah,
a guitar, exactly. The rest is history. All the subsequent music which defined the sound of the electric guitar can be pinpointed to that moment.
No way.
That Les Paul created.
So
the
who
first.
Are we talking?
Oh, like Jimi Hendrix, the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Santana, anybody really, like everyone to like modern guitarists like Tom Misch, anyone who that can actually just be pinpointed right back then to 1940 when Les Paul created that. And his name is still, like, Les Pauls are still some of the best guitars that you can get. He died in 2009. And when you look at the impact that he singularly had on music,
it's mad.
Absolutely fascinating.
So this was essentially all because guitarists wanted to be heard and didn't want to be in the back line anymore.
Exactly.
Kind of like to answer Tom's question, how do they actually work? Like, how did Les Paul invent this? How does it work? And yeah, like, you know.
So earlier in the episode, I mentioned a thing that might have kind of gone in as guitar jargon called a pickup, right? If you look at any electric guitar, the pickups are a series of magnets on the body of the guitar, which somehow miraculously take acoustic signal and turn them into electric signals, allowing them to be amplified.
So how does a magnet turn sound into an electronic frequency? That seems like witchcraft.
Yeah, like it actually seems a bit like witchcraft, but when you break it down, it's really interesting. So below each string, the strings are always made of metal in an electric guitar, and so they're magnetized. Below each string is a magnet around which a copper wire is wrapped many, 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 literally thousands of times, right? Which creates a magnetic transducer, which in turn creates a stable magnetic field around the strings.
So how do the magnets turn acoustic resonance into electronic signal?
So here's the interesting thing. It isn't actually the acoustic resonance of the string which gets amplified. For example, that's what happens in an acoustic guitar, but rather in an electric guitar, it's the vibration of the string at a certain frequency which disrupts that magnetic field and then gets turned into an electric signal, and that's what gets amplified. So for example, the A string vibrates 440 times back and forth every single second, which translates to 440 hertz.
No way!
Yeah, so that sends it to the guitar's output through the lead to an amplifier.
That's incredible.
Isn't it?
So electric guitars all really come down to magnets and good vibrations.
Exactly.
Good vibration!
The sound gets converted to a very weak electrical signal at a certain frequency, which gets sent to an amplifier, which converts it back into sound, and bingo! You can rock out in your room pretending that you're melting faces with a stormer of a guitar solo on the main stage of Coachella. All thanks to the humble magnet.
Jesus, that is so interesting. I can safely say that I have learned a lot on that episode.
Do you know what?
Because it's something that you think is going to be like witchcraft, and it is essentially witchcraft, but it's witchcraft that kind of makes sense.
It is. And do you know?
In We Move Together or Not at All, five soloists each perform an improvised solo dedicated to the plants in a greenhouse. Part performance and part installation, this piece recontextualizes the role of plant life through an ecological lens. The greenery supplants the human viewers as audience, rendering them coincidental witnesses, and is nourished by the heat and sweat generated by the dancers' movements. With us today, we have Sasha Kleinplatz, the artist responsible for We Move Together or Not at All. Hi, Sasha, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you created We Move Together or Not at All.
So I'm a choreographer who's been based in Montreal for the last 20 years. And We Move Together or Not at All actually came out of my master's thesis. So I was interested in thinking through how humans could relate or think about plant life differently and how we could possibly do that through art.
Let's look at the installation itself. What will viewers actually see?
So they'll walk into a darkened theater, and inside is this square of astroturf, this very gigantic square of astroturf with a greenhouse sitting in the middle of it. The greenhouse is lit by sort of this holographic rainbow lighting, and inside they'll see a lot of plant life and one dancer.
Let's look at the dancers. How did their costumes ring true with the installation?
The dancers don't wear costumes, so they are allowed to choose whatever they want to wear, because a lot of what I'm interested in is dancerly agency. So how dancers want to work, how they want to operate in a rehearsal or performance context.
Who are the dancers involved in the show, and what are their backstories?
So the dancers are Angie Chang, Peter Yasko, Aaron Hill, Andrew Turner, and Frederic Rodier. It's a very intergenerational cast. So some of them are Anglophones, some of them are Francophones, some of them came up training in Quebec, some trained outside of Quebec, and some trained in Europe. They each have a unique backstory, but what really draws them together is they do solo research. So they research how to best develop a solo practice.
Where do you hope to perform and install this artistic endeavor in the future?
Basically, in lots of places. We originally installed it in backyards, and there was a very DIY kind of punk approach to how we wanted people to access it. It's always been free. So ideally galleries or museums, but also theaters and also still backyards. I guess wherever it's welcome is where we'd like to install it.
Why is this an important time to present a work like this?
I think it's important because we need to sort of, in my opinion, rethink the way we relate to the natural world and how we think of the natural world and the agency and needs of the natural world in relationship to our own and how they might be more compatible than we think. I think a lot of what I think about our ethics and how to live ethically in the world, and this isn't just with humans, but with other nature beings.
How does We Move Together or Not at All affect the audience emotionally?
It's been different depending on the people. I mean, a lot of people seem really kind of hypnotized by it. So I wouldn't say they're necessarily having an emotional response, but they're having a focus response where they're sort of commanded and want to sit with it and want to observe it, because you can come and go as you please. But a lot of people stay for like an hour. So I think it is touching them, and they're having a sensorial experience, probably more than an emotional experience.
If our listeners want more information or to go to the show, where should they go?
They should go to Montreal Arts Interculturel, the MAI, and it's free. And you can go to their website and find out more about the project.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Sasha Kleinplatz talking about We Move Together or Not at All. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Je fixe le vide bleu des murs qui m'entourent. Une drôle de cri me permet de compter. Mes yeux sautent d'une case à l'autre sans se caser. Mais les grains restent pris, ont-ils sablié? Un homme en uniforme m'a traîné ici, sans prévenir, sans me demander. Sac noir, seule preuve à l'appui, pour montrer que j'ai déjà été sain d'esprit. Je veux sentir le vent sous ma jaquette, le sol trembler sous ma marche.
dance, dance, dance. Talk like you do. Gonna stay the night, gonna get you naked. Talk like you do. Talk like you do. Like you do it. Talk like you do. Gonna make you mine, gonna call you later. Talk like you do. Talk like you do. Everybody wants some sweet love to me, oh. Baby, you don't want to listen to the music. Come on, baby, cool stuff. Show me what you're here for. Come on, baby, get low. Bad bitch, trouble. Send me some under those sheets. Baby girl, send me that song. Only until she gotta go to sleep. Yeah. Talk like you do. Gonna stay the night, gonna get you naked. Talk like you do. Talk like you do. Like you do it. Talk like you do. Gonna make you mine, gonna call you later.
You love me, that you never will forget me.
I feel my heart bumping and I feel like it should bump into yours. You'll be feeling nothing and I feel like you'll be acting by force. I'll be training myself for the drill, but I'm hot cookies on the grill. I'll be turning so soft, you'll be eating for the thrill of it. Your empty tummy's got me sick of it. You're full of shit, you ain't aware that you'll be feeding off yourself. So take a look around you, choose your sugars added to the juice around you. Life's so colorful, yet you hurt and die. Yet black and white survives, yet goddess in disguise. And the life arrives, got the kids and wife. Your goals turn into rose, but it shit ain't a curse when I'm a pros. I suppose that these are what we treasure life for. Not the bigger hoes, not the bigger clothes. We just catching bigger codes. Life is like a picture show. Realize that love is what the bigger picture shows. Yeah, yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. So as long as you be acting so cool, you'll never be so rough. Try to keep your eyes straight and see right through the bluff. My love's about the feels and the touch. Can't believe you gave away your crush. So as long as you'll be acting so cool, you'll never be so rough. Try to keep your eyes straight, I see right through the bluff. My love's about the feels and the touch. I can't believe you gave away your crush. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that I'm making no mistake, G. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that you never will forget me. Say that you love me, ooh, ah. Say that you love me, that I'm making no mistake, G. Say that you love me, ooh, wow. Say that you love me, that you never will forget me.
Yo, misunderstood, I'm still the outsider.
wish that I could keep my head brighter, but I miss days when I was told to switch place. Lifestyle of the risky chase, I'm committed. Every motherfucking day, steady to climb, never decline until I find new ways to sink in my rhyme. The ink is dripping, the paper is drinking, the skit is thinking. The third person, the pertinent, impersonal. Tell you straight to new beginning. After all, this is the ground, time to get down. Give up the town, give up the sound, give up the crown. Let your sentiments around, I know them a creep to shoot me rounds. But I'm a beast, can keep me down. I've been unleashed underground, lost or found, still gotta count. Bless the present moment is bound. I'm sleeping on a mattress, that's better than a couch. I'm glad I worked it out, I've been evicted, never the victim of my route. Never they witness, but they know what I'm about. Watch me show you how. Then you probably be like, wow. You learn when we fail with music, always knew myself. Can't stand pumping gas for Shelby. My music is my wealth, if then my soul was overwhelmed. By my own, I can't you tell if 28 don't ring a bell. At least my fucking time gets fair. So,
The Sleepy King starts now.